Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuck. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuck. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressude hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeLock moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Gentile moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Landreth juggles the ball. That's an error on Landreth. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing right field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit bunts towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Geiger scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hardy. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman fires to first and picks off Adair. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Dick Lupke now pitching. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressude hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.